12th and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos becoming the laws of the first fruits in the Sefer Zroim, which we're discussing all different types of firsts that are obligations of Matnas Kohuna that have to be given to the Kohen, and the final one is discussing that of Petach Hamor, the firstborn of the donkey, which Rambam explains Halacha Aleph regarding the redemption of giving it or the other option of decapitating the donkey. Says Rambam, Mitzvah Seseh Liftes is a positive commandment to redeem Kol Adam Yisrael, and this applies to every single Jewish person. In other words, here it's not just the man, but also the woman, contrast to the previous parak. Petach Hamor, that which opens up the womb of the donkey, which is specifically the firstborn of the donkey. And that is Beseh, to redeem it with a sheep, which Seh, sheep, refers to lambs and goats. Now, the Mlaretz Liftesi, if he doesn't want to redeem it, Mitzvah Seseh Larfa, then is a positive commandment to decapitate, to behead the donkey, Shlomo says in the Pasuk. In Shemais, Ufetach Hamor, and the opening of the womb of the donkey, Tifteh Beser, that which opened up, that's the donkey that has to be redeemed with a sheep. From Leisiftin, if it doesn't redeem, but after, then you decapitate it. Now, Shtei Mitzvah Seil, these two mitzvahs of redeeming or decapitating, Nehagiz B'chal Mokum applies in all places, U'b'chal Zman, and at all times. Now, U'mitzvah Pediyah, Kedimis L'mitzvah Arifah, the mitzvah of redemption comes, takes precedence for that of decapitating, because it says in the pasuk, "V'im lo yisifta v'adafta." But it's obviously inferring that redemption is the first option. Halacha beis haseh shapoyden by regarding the sheep that one redeems with noisn lekoin. That's a gift to the kohen. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Kol peterecha megoimer," all that which opens up the womb, etc. And that's talking about for what's born for man and for animals should be for you, meaning for the kohen. But you should redeem the firstborn of the man. Some have halacha gimel over here, or it's part of halacha beis, and the pasuk continues ve'es bochoy habehem atmei atifta, and the firstborn of the non-kosher animal you should redeem, which the Rambam either contains halacha gimel, or this is already part of halacha gimel. Behem atmei amurkan, the non-clean animal that's referring to over here, hiha chamar b'levad, that specifically, as the other pasuk we mentioned, is regarding specifically that of a donkey. But we see from this pasuk that just like Bachar Adam, which it's comparing to, there's an obligation of pidyon, as we said in the previous paragraph, so too the pasuk is equating that of the firstborn donkey also has to be redeemed. Halacha Dalad, the Rambam continues regarding the prohibition of pleasure, of benefit, and the responsibility of the redemption. So Petach Hamor Asabana, the firstborn donkey is forbidden to have benefit from him, Achi Pada, until it's redeemed. Now, V'machar Koidin Pidyon, let's say you sell it before it's redeemed, well then Dama Vasrum, then its monetary proceeds are forbidden. Now, the amazed Kohen, let's say it dies before it was redeemed, or it shed off or was decapitated, you cover it, then it has to be buried. The reason is Neshu Asbana, Aflachari Fasa, because it remains, it retains its Isser of Hana, even after it's decapitated, Hobla Nifta, since it wasn't redeemed. The only thing that permits it, takes away from its sanctity, is redemption. Now, the figure, therefore, that since the Petach Hamor is forbidden to have benefit from until it's redeemed, Imloipado, if one doesn't redeem it, but Nasna Petach Hamor Ba'asma Kohen, you give the actual firstborn donkey itself to the Kohen, but it's forbidden for the kohen to utilize it. Until he redeems it with the sheep, and then he could take the sheep for himself, or you had a friend of Yikov, or he could decapitate the donkey, and then it's going to be buried. Now, they're suspect regarding this to utilize the firstborn donkey without redeeming it, and that's because he's going to say that it's what do you mean? The sheep that I'm going to separate that takes the place is mine, so what I have to redeem it for? So the figure actually, therefore, also he saw leitin petach hamor lekohen. Therefore, it's actually forbidden to give the firstborn donkey to the kohen. Elam kein pedo a kohen b'fanav. Unless he sees the kohen redeeming in front of him, then it would be permitted. Because or else, we suspect the kohen might utilize the firstborn donkey itself, which again is forbidden for anyone. Halacha hey, hefresh pidyon petach hamor. Let's say someone separated the redemption of the firstborn donkey, which was the sheep. But a mesa said kohen shnei lekohen. Then the sheep that he has to give to the kohen died before he gave it. In the Chabach, you say he's not responsible to insure it, because the moment he separated that pidyon, it's already in the domain of the kohen. The reason for that is because since by separating the sheep, that removes the sanctity of the firstborn donkey, so at that point already the sheep is considered the kohen's, so it comes out that when he's giving it to the kohen, it's already the kohen's, and therefore when it dies, it's the kohen's loss. And so then he gives the dead carcass of the sheep to the kohen to at least have benefit from whatever he could from the carcass. Now, meis petach hamor achasher pado. Let's say the firstborn donkey dies after it was already redeemed. So yitin hatol lekain. Again, he'll give the sheep to the kain. Umut banasai, and the owner is permitted to have benefit from the firstborn donkey. Shekvar nifta, it was already redeemed, and therefore it's like a regular chulin animal, which you could use whatever you want from the dead animal. Halacha Vav, the Rambam describes what's the timing of this mitzvah. Meim esay chayv levtaisa, when does it become obligated to redeem this firstborn donkey? Mishi yivolet v'ash shleishim yam, from when it's born until 30 days. After 30 days, emrotz la'arfa, if he wants to decapitate it, arfa, then he has that option, as we said, to behead it. Emrotz la'arfa, he wants to redeem it, he redeems it, and you could still do that even after 30 days. The only thing you have over here is that you were delayed in performing a mitzvah, but you're not violating anything else, just that you weren't with alacrity in performance of a mitzvah. Halacha Zayin, the Rambam continues regarding the mitzvah of arifa. Like we said, you don't want to redeem the firstborn donkey. So arfay bekayfetz. So you behead the animal with a kayfetz, which are like a large knife, like what butchers use to cut up the meat, a meat cleaver. Machayrav, from the back, in other words, specifically from the nape of the neck. Shemak says in the pasuk, vim leisifte. If you don't redeem it, but after you have to do arifa, which is done with that type of tool in that place. But the imam isnas, you cannot kill the firstborn donkey. Leva makal, not with a stick. Leva kanda, not with a reed. Leva kardim, not with an axe. Leva megedim, not with a saw. El bekayfet, that's specifically with this a meat cleaver, because that's the way how normally the animal is beheaded. Velo yachniseno lecheder, you can't bring it into a room. Veyinol hadels bevan vachemes, and then lock the door until it dies. Again, Shem, because it says varafto, it has to be decapitated. Halacha ches, the Rambam discusses. So what could you use for redeeming the firstborn donkey? Same point, you don't redeem leba eagle, not with a calf, leba chai, not with a wild animal, leba seshach, not even with a sheep that's already slaughtered, leba treifa, not if it has a mortal defect, leba klaim, not if it's a mixed breed, leba koi, not that type of creature, which is a suffix if it's a chai behema. Shlomo says in the pasuk, tif divise, should be redeemed with a se. Then kar se, what's considered se? Ele kvasim izim chai levat, that's only called se, is when it's live goats or that of sheep, of lambs. Halacha tes. Now, you cannot redeem with a sheep that is similar to something else. In other words, let's say a sheep gave birth to something that looks like a goat. Now, when if one did redeem, then it's going to be redeemed in that case, because ultimately it is born from a sheep, it just looks like something else. Upaidin ben pakua. One could redeem the firstborn donkey with what's called a ben pakua. Pakua means burst, which means to say that if, let's say, they slaughtered an animal and they tore open its stomach, that's pakua, and you find a live a baby inside the womb, which, although it's permitted with the slaughtering of the mother, but it's still considered a seh, it's not a shruta, in the sense of being dead. Avalei b'psulah hamikdash, but you cannot redeem with the that was formerly a carbon, but then became invalidated from being used as a carbon, where even when it's redeemed, because shari'inim behem, regarding those types of animals which are redeemed, which you have certain limited utility, but you could use it for your own personal usages, the pasuk compares them katzvi v'chayel, like a deer in the heart. Now, in that comparison, it means to say you could use it as you would a deer in the heart, but the thing is, matzvi v'ayel in poidim, just like a deer in the heart, you cannot redeem with, because their chai is not behemoth, and we say you cannot redeem with wild animals, as we said, so if you have a sheep that was it was supposed to be a carbon, became invalidated, it was redeemed, and you could use it whatever you wanted for, basically. You cannot redeem with them because the pasuk compares it to a chaya, and that's not valid for redemption. Lachayud, payin b'seh, now you can redeem with a seh, ben zchon, ben akevus, whether male or female, ben tmin, ben balimumen, whether it's unblemished or blemished, ben gitan, ben gedolim, whether it's young or old, doesn't make a difference. We learn it from Gzeir Shem Pesach, which also called seh, which qualifies for these things that we said. Lachayud alav, seh shlekoche midmei shvias. So if you have a seh that was purchased from the Shemitah monies, in other words, if let's say someone bought a sheep with monies that he had received from a transfer of Shemitah produce, which he had sold the Shemitah produce, he got money, and now he's using that money to buy a sheep, so now the sheep has the sanctity of the Shemitah produce. So ein poydin b'yisavadai. You can't use that sheep to redeem a definite petach amar. Because before it's redeemed, the donkey is forbidden to have benefit. After you redeem it, you have to give it to the kohen. Now, that's going to make the donkey permitted. So that's as if you purchased the donkey with Shemitah produce. But you're not allowed to buy a non-kosher animal from Shemitah produce. Because it says in the Torah, la'achla, that it's only for eating, not for business purposes. So therefore, you're not allowed to redeem a definite one. Aval poyd mes ha-safik, but actually, you could redeem a safik petach amar. And the reason that is because a doubtful petach amar, what you do is, you separate a sheep to fulfill the prohibitory part of the law, But you don't have to give it to the kohen, as Rambam is going to say later in Halacha Chaf Aleph, because of the monetary element, because it's a suffix. Maybe I don't have to give it to you or not. And I'm mitzvah mechabel abaraya. So it doesn't look like you're really purchasing a non-kosher animal, because you're not making this transfer by giving the sheep and getting the donkey. So actually then you're allowed to redeem the suffix petach hamor with this sed that was purchased with the proceeds of Shemitah produce. Now, emein lo sed l'ftoiser. If let's say a person doesn't have a sheep to redeem the firstborn to give to the kohen, so pitei b'shavi, then he can redeem it for its value. Have a nice dumb of a kohen, you give the monetary value of that to the kohen. Because as the Rambam explains, says lo amateur is seh, Torah didn't say it has to be redeemed with a sheep, lahachmer lov. Meaning, yes, we want to use an animal, we said it has to be specifically that of a seh. But the halacha itself was not made as a stringent to say you could not redeem with anything but a sheep. A lahachalov is actually made to be a leniency on him. Meaning, let's say he has a firstborn donkey that's worth 10 slaim. The Torah is saying, yes, you can redeem it with a sheep, even if it's just worth one dinner. But of course, I'm not saying that the pinya ben, the pinya petach hamor is going to be more stringent than hektish of things of sanctity, of like kabbonis, that you could redeem it with the actual value of the carbon. Here also, you could redeem the petach hamor with the actual value. It's just saying a leniency that when using an animal, you could use a set, no matter how cheap that set is. Now, look at Beis B'Medvim, when do we say this? That if it doesn't have a sake, redeem it for its value, not less, not more, is kishoyu dime petach hamor, it's when the value of this firstborn donkey was mishleisha zuzum alamalo, from at least 3 zuzum or more expensive. But let's say its value was less than 3 zuzum, then ain't point noise elibus. Then you have, you're going to either redeem it either with a sheep, again, no matter how cheap that sheep is, or at least a value, or with 3 zuzim. Now, someone that's generous, he should not give less than a seller, which is 4 zuzim. Someone who's stingy, with a half a seller, which are 2 zuzim, and again, an intermediate type of a person will give b'shleisha zuzim with 3 zuzim. So even if it's worth less than 3 zuzim, again, You shouldn't give less than, I mean, to give the actual value, you should give than that of at least 3 zuzim. Look at Gimel. If someone redeems the firstborn donkey of his friend, or is a part that's considered redeemed, but the donkey doesn't go to the one who redeemed it, it goes to the owner. And the reason for that is because petach hamor is that the firstborn donkey is considered really the monies of its owner. So although it's forbidden to have benefit, but it is fit to be after it's redeemed, and therefore, even though his friend redeems it, it's still considered the monies of the owner of the donkey. It's just that his friend went and removed the Isra Hanoah from his donkey. Look at Dan Rabban continues regarding those that are exempt from the Pidyon Petach Hamor. Kaham Levim Beturim Petach Hamor. Kaham Levim, they're exempt from the halachas of the firstborn donkey. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Bamid, but Bukhar Ha'adam V'Sbuchar Behem Atzmei Tifta, the firstborn of the human, and the firstborn of the non-kosher animal you have to redeem, which is comparing kosher yeshem b'chor adam, whoever has halacha of redeeming the firstborn son, yeshem b'chor behem tamei has the obligation of redeeming the firstborn of the non-kosher animal, which is the donkey. But v'apatim b'chor adam, that which is exempt from the firstborn of the son, which we explained in the previous parak, does not apply with kan levim, patim b'chor behem tamei also will exempt that of the firstborn of the non-kosher animal, of the pidyon petach hamor. Look at the zvav, the Rambam continues regarding halakeich u'becham moir shel goy. If let's say someone buys the fetus of a donkey of a Gentile. And this fetus is the firstborn of the donkey. So he's purchasing from the Gentile, or the other way around. If someone's selling the fetus of the donkey to the Gentile, now, although he's not allowed to do this, because he's excluding the obligation of the fetus from going to the Kain, because he's exempting it from a redemption, because he's selling it to a Gentile, comes out that he's causing a loss of the seh from the Kain. But ultimately, so now this firstborn donkey is going to be exempt from the laws of Bechayra, because it's only if the mother and the baby are both owned by Jews, and here whether he's buying the fetus or selling the fetus, one of the two owners is going to be a Gentile. And vein kaintzin oisai al davazeh, and we don't penalize him regarding this, that what he's doing. Now, hoya goy shutuf, let's say, like we're saying, if the Gentile was a partner, ba'im oy bebechayra, in the mother or in the firstborn donkey, and but even if he only had 1/1000th of a shear in this animal, here's a potter that will exempt the firstborn donkey from being given to the kohen. Now, let's say the Gentile had boy in the baby donkey, or in the mother, just a shear in one of the limbs. It's a four leg or it's hind leg. Even in the air, But kol shili chatech yibamum, whatever part of the limb it is that the Gentile has a portion, if that would be cut off because it's his, then the animal would be considered blemished. That's considered significant, and therefore that exempts the animal from the halacha of the firstborn donkey. Now, but let's say if you even would cut off the portion that's owned by the Gentile, that would not make the animal blemished for the mizbeach, then such an animal would be considered obligated in pidna a petach hamor, because it's not considered a significant partnership. So let's say someone receives as a job chamor min agoy, a donkey from a Gentile, least metaba, but that he's going to do the work from this Gentile's donkey. Vavol b'neim, and then they're going to share the proceeds of the child. Oynachu shekibul meYisrael, or the other way, if the Gentile, he accepts such a job from Yisrael. Hakol patim b'mochar, again, all of it is going to be exempt from the firstborn. Shemek, it says in the pasuk in Shemais, peter rechem b'nei Yisrael, ba'abim b'hem, the first, that is the release of the womb amongst the Jewish people, of the humans and the animals. Which is ashiya kol b'Yisrael, again, until all of it is owned by the Jew, here, since there's a partnership in some form, even if, let's say, the actual is owned by the Jew, but there's going to be a division of the proceeds, so then it's not considered totally owned by the Jew and then exempt. Halacha design gershin nizgar, if a Gentile converted. Now, ve'en yidua imachle nizgar yol v'chamor, and it's not known if, before he converted, the mother had given birth to the firstborn donkey, or achash nizgar, maybe it was only after he converted, which then there would be a chiv. So hariz a chayv la'arif oy lifter. So there's an obligation for that current Jew to decapitate or to redeem, because ultimately petach hamor has a prohibition of hana, and here there's a situation of doubt. The sabak deraisa, we're going to go to churma, and then he has to redeem it to remove that iser. Now, when pod the beser, let's say he decides to redeem it with a ser, haser shal ger, but the ger gets to keep the ser, shamitz mechver alibarai, because the coin has to bring proof. That's already a doubt regarding monetary law. And that the Kohen would have to prove that it was only after he converted, because it was before he converted, he wouldn't be obligated. Halacha Yitzhayin. Goy shifrish petach hamor. If a Gentile, he designates, he's separating his firstborn donkey to give it to the Kohen. So medin leis tishin nechayiv. So they notify him, first of all, that he's not obligated. And the reason why they're notifying is that he should not suspect the Jewish people that they're disgracing his kachim, his holy things. And v'harei mut begiz v'avad, you'll do whatever you want with this donkey. It doesn't have any sanctity. You're allowed to shear its wool, and you're allowed to work with it, because this that he's separating the pidyon of the petach hamor, the sheep to take its place, it doesn't have any sanctity whatsoever. Halacha yidches, what's halacha? Let's say the firstborn donkey is what's called a nidma. So parash yol bekamin chamor, which it looks like a different creature, whether becoming like a donkey or becoming not like a donkey. So if you have a parah cow, shayol bekamin chamor gives birth to a child that looks like a donkey. Or the other way around, chamor shel dekamin sus. A donkey gives birth to a child that looks like a horse. So in either one of these situations can be exempt. In other words, although that there's some similarities in the sense that a cow that's a kosher animal and a donkey, which is the one non-kosher animal, are both obligated in the laws of redeeming the firstborn, or the donkey and the horse are both non-kosher animals, it's going to be exempt. Because Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Ufeta chamor tifte v'seh." The releasing of the opening of the donkey, you redeem with a sheep, ufet chamor. It says shtepam, it says two times ufet chamor, which tells you actually chamor, chamor, the one that's giving birth and the one that's being born both have to be like a donkey. Now, if it at least has some of the signs of a donkey, then it would be obligated in the laws of the firstborn. And halacha test ramkat is regarding situations of doubt. Chamorish lebikr, let's say someone has a donkey that had not yet given birth. The other shnei zcharim, and now it gives birth to two males. So nice and tall the kain. So you give the sheep to the kain, because obviously the donkey had given birth to a firstborn boy. We just don't know which one it is, but definitely you have to give the sheep, which is the pidyon metachamar, to the kain. But let's say yod lezachar nikev. Let's say give birth to a male and a female. So what you do is mafresh tala echad. So you separate one sheep kidei lafki kedusha nimenu, to remove the sanctity from the firstborn donkey, out of doubt that maybe the first one was a boy, until it's going to be permitted to have benefit from it, because maybe the male was born first. But this sheep that was separated, it could be kept by the owners. It doesn't go to the country, because he has to, the owners approve is on him, because he's trying to collect. How do you know that maybe the girl was born first? Let's say someone has two donkeys that neither one had given birth yet. The other shnei zcharim, they give birth to two males, I mean, each one a male. So then, you have to give two lambs to the kain. Let's say they give birth one a boy, one a girl. Or two boys and a girl. You're going to give only one lamb because one of them might have had either just a girl or a girl and a boy and the girl first. Again, so out of doubt, you only have to give one. Let's say they give birth to two girls and a boy. Or two boys and two girls. Again, this situation doesn't get everything. Is it possible that neither one of them had a male first and there's no pinyan petach amar? There's no petach amar. And the intzar lavish tol atzmai. And here you don't have to separate, as we had said in previous cases, even a lamb out of because of the suffix of prohibitory law for yourself, just for the suffix isser, not the suffix mammon. No, you don't have to separate a lamb even from himself. Lefishesh can svik itzar because here you have many doubts. Shem ha'achaz yol dezacher. Maybe one of them had given birth to a boy. Vashni yol dezhtein nekevus. And maybe the second one gave birth to two girls. Oy shem ezu yol den nekevus. Maybe this one had given birth to a girl. V'acher zacher v'acher ab nekevus. And the other one maybe a boy first and then afterwards a girl. Oy nekevus v'acher zacher. Or maybe a girl and then afterwards as a boy. And the reason for this is that since if you're going to qualify in each one of these donkeys to give birth, it's going to come out, it's really going to be a svek sveka. Because first of all, maybe it didn't give birth to a boy at all. And even if it did give birth to a boy, maybe it's born after the girl. So since it's a svek sveka, so then we're going to go leniently and we're going to say that you don't have to even separate of the halacha of iser even for yourself. And the chen svek is harba yesh b'shnei zecham b'shnei nekevus so tum. There's many doubts when there's the case of two boys and two girls that for sure that's going to be at least a svek sveka. Now the Rambam continues. He says, let's say achas biker v'achas shle biker. Let's say one had given birth once before, one didn't. The yodesh nei zachar minis arva. Then they gave birth to two boys and they got mixed up. So nice until lech lekain man of shach. One of them for sure is giving birth for the first time and it's a boy. You have to give one lamb to the kain. But let's say one gave birth to a boy, one gave birth to a girl. So mafresh talach la'atzmi. Here in this case, again, there is a suffix. This is one suffix. And so the kohen has to separate one for himself. The owner has to separate one for the prohibitory law, but it's for himself. Vainas the kohen doesn't have to give it to the guy. There's a suffix. Again, because it's a situation of doubt. You don't know which one was the one that gave birth for the first time, the boy, or was the other one. And maybe the one that gave birth for the first time was a girl. So therefore, again, doesn't have to give it to the kohen. Loch of beis. So someone purchases a donkey from a Gentile. And you don't know if that donkey that he purchased from the Gentile had given birth once before or not. That female donkey. The elders are going to give birth to a boy. So again, so you have to redeem it with a lamb to remove its sanctity, just in case, as we said in Lachia test. But again, it belongs to the owner. Because it's a suffix, and the owner's approval would be on him. The Rambam continues regarding the obligation of Maisa Behema that applies to these pidyon petach amar to these sheep. So Misha Eloi Esotlam, someone had 10 lambs. Kol Echem Hem Hifrisha Asfek Petach Amar. Each one of these lambs he had used to separate regarding a situation of doubt regarding a doubtful petach amar, which, as we said in Halacha Yitas, those doubtful ones he separates out of the doubt, but he gets to keep them. So that's why it's actually obligated Maisa Behema, which is always when you have 10 animals, you have to take a tenth and treat it as a certain type of a carbon. But regarding definite petach amar, that pidyon, that goes to the kohen. So therefore, that's actually not going to be obligated Maisa Behema, because anything that's bought or it's given as a gift, which is the case over here, by when it's gifted, it's exempt from Maisa Behema. And even if the kohen gives it back to the Yisrael, also would not be chayav Maisa Behema, because that would also be a gift that is gained from the kohen. But in this case, where it's a safi petach amar, harehu hein kachun l'chol davar, so they consider like regular mundane animals of his, and therefore misasim k'shar behema. It's going to have the halachas of ma'isa behema, the tenth of every animal, like all other animals. U'mafshechem b'ma'isa, and then we have to separate one out of these 10 as ma'isa behema, and you sacrifice the sacrificial parts on the mizbeach. V'ashar shalei k'shoyu, and then the other 9 are his, like they were, which are regular chulin animals. Lachach of dalad Yisrael. Which here the Rambam is coming to tell us that you even have by a pidyon of a definite petach amar that's possible, like in the previous halacha, that it'll be the ownership of the Yisrael, and hence it will have a chi of a ma'isa behema. How so? So you have a Yisrael, a non-kohen, that has 10 petach amarim that are definitive in his household, these pidyon petach amars. What he inherited from his grandfather, that was a kain. So although he's a Yisrael, because his mother married a Yisrael. But Yisrael. Now his grandfather, that was a kain, inherited from his grandfather, that was a non-kain. Because his mother, that was a Yisraelis, married his father, who was a Kohen. Now, the reason why it's so important is because if, let's say, his grandfather, the Kohen, did not inherit it from his grandfather, that was Yisrael, rather, they were born in his domain, then the firstborn donkeys would not be obligated in Pidyon Petach Hamor. So here we have these 10 donkeys that are firstborn donkeys that he inherited from his grandfather, Kohen, who inherited from his grandfather, Yisrael. So it had an obligation, but then when it was bequeathed to his grandson, the Kohen, who then he dies and he bequeaths it to his grandson, Yisrael, so that third generation, what he could do is he could just separate 10 sheep, and they belong to him. And the reason for that is because since he's coming from the rights of his grandfather that was a Kohen, that Kohen, although that he had an obligation to redeem those 10 firstborn donkeys that he inherited from his Zayde, his grandfather that was Yisrael, but those sheep are his because he's a Kohen. Now, v'chayavim b'maiser. So in this situation, so here also, this Yisrael who inherited that doesn't have to give it to any Kohen because his grandfather already had the rights to keep it for himself. So his grandson also, he gets to keep it, but he just, and therefore he has obligation of maiser behema because it's like regular chulin for all practical purposes because it's his and it's not given as a matana. And if it's like regular chulin animals, we would have a halacha obligation of maiser behema. We have concluded the halachas of the first fruits with Siat Deshmaya and concluded this chelik of these halachas.